It's a measure of Josiah Wedgwood's talent that even today most people will recognise a piece of his pottery when they'd be hard-pressed to identify a piece of any other. Wedgwood's most famous design is jasperware, the unglazed stoneware most popular in a pale blue colourway and decorated with white relief designs. It was first shown in 1774 and marked a major shift in pottery technology and design. Josiah Wedgwood was born in 1730 to a humble potter in Staffordshire, home to Britain's potteries. After an apprenticeship, he set up his own company, where he could experiment to his heart's content with various glazes and firings, eventually creating a sturdy cream-coloured stoneware that could withstand high temperatures without shattering, and which looked much smarter than anything else available for the price. Its popularity enabled him to buy a grand Staffordshire estate he called Etruria, where he set up his home and factory. When the creamware range was bought by the royal household, he convinced the Queen to allow him to use the title Potter to the Queen, and then gave the range the grander designation of Queensware, which further boosted sales. He was a master marketeer. He opened showrooms where customers were able to handle the pieces, just as we do today, rather than needing the help of an assistant, and offered free delivery and even a buy one, get one free scheme. The showrooms became fashionable meeting places, just as department store tea rooms would a century later. Wedgwood's reputation was further enhanced when the Russian Empress Catherine the Great ordered a 952-piece dinner service from him, which was decorated with little frogs and English landscape scenes. It's now on display in the Hermitage. But jasperware was his real innovation. After much experimentation, Wedgwood perfected the matte finish, which reminded him of jasper, a silica mineral, which seemed to highlight the shape of the utensil due to its fine texture. It looked delicate, but was strong and stable. The base was tinted in a variety of colours, including that famous blue, before moulded white relief decorations were added. They were usually in the latest neoclassical style, which had become fashionable after wealthy tourists brought back classically carved cameos and copies of ancient vases from their grand tour jaunts around Greece and Italy. Despite being more decorative than practical, thanks to its porous nature, Wedgwood's jasperware was all the rage and a sign of the growing sophistication of British households. It would prove to be a popular export too. Wedgwood himself died in 1795, but the company continued. In the 1840s, they made jasperware tea sets with glazed interiors, as taking afternoon tea had become stylish for the upper classes. Jasperware remains in production nearly 250 years after its debut, a symbol of genteel good taste and a remarkable salute to old Josiah himself.